From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Al Fernandez, the president of A&F Group. Al, welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you, Abby.
You know, when we spoke to you for our Invest Miami report, you mentioned how A&F Group was doing specialty work with the main healthcare providers in helping set up temporary triage tents, drive-through testing facilities, and specialist consulting areas specifically for COVID-19 patients. Given your years of experience with healthcare-related work, what were some of the primary lessons learned when facilitating this specific project?
Well, you know, because of our vast experience in the healthcare industry over the last 40 years, when this unprecedented event started happening in early 2020, we were asked to come in and quickly, because that's the key word, is quickly transform certain parts of the hospital into areas that could accommodate patients with COVID-19. The ICUs and some of the emergency departments were just not large enough to accept the vast amount of patients that were coming in. Now, a lot of the facilities that we ended up preparing and enabling, a lot of them were not used because some of the expected numbers of patients did not come to fruition, which is actually a good thing. But we learned that we needed to be efficient in providing these facilities and provide them in a way where they could be safe, because in some cases we actually did exterior type facilities in so-called tents. Well, there's certain things in a healthcare facility that need to be taken into consideration when building, and some of those are negative air, where the air is contained within the facility and none of the outside air comes in. So as you can imagine, doing that in an environment of a tent was not as easy as it sounds. Again, we brought in trade partners, as we call them, our subcontractors that had vast experience in the mechanical systems in order to help us accomplish these things. So, and then since then, we've seen that it's transformed from taking care of the patients, because specifically in Florida, as history will tell you and the statistics will tell you, there's been less cases in Florida, but now we're going into the mode of getting the vaccines. So some of these healthcare organizations are needing ways to accommodate the vaccine process, which, as everybody knows, is not going as fast as everybody would like. So the healthcare organizations are coming up with all kinds of ways to try to, you know, facilitate that and improve the delivery of these vaccines, as we all know, is one of the most important things that 2021 will bring to our communities.
What are some of the considerations that healthcare providers have to take in the differences between testing for COVID and vaccinating for COVID? Is there a different way that they have to set up facilities, or are they in consideration of working with companies like A&F Group? How would you tackle that uniquely?
Well, I mean, the only thing that I could put my finger on is obviously when we're creating facilities to take care of patients that may have COVID, there's different accommodations that are being made than somebody that's coming in healthy to get a vaccine. The person that's coming in to get a vaccine, you know, 99 times out of 100, if, you know, I don't know that statistic, I'm just guessing, but don't have COVID. So you don't have to necessarily be so concerned about negative air areas. So it's more of a accommodating logistics, really, to get the person in, do their vaccination, and get them out in an efficient and quick manner. You know, registration, making sure that the person that's getting it is the correct person, you know, all that kind of logistical stuff. I think that's the main difference, is that in one case, you were more concerned about the accommodation because the person is actually more in a sick stage. and the other one is just more of an administrative processing stage.
Sure. In March of 2020, ANF Group and the Housing Trust Group broke ground on an affordable senior housing complex in Fort Lauderdale's Flagler Village. How have the events and challenges of the past year transformed or influenced the design of the project, given the innate risk seniors have in the current environment?
Well, as in any senior housing project, the initial design was such that it was done to make sure that seniors were taken care of in the best possible manner. But keeping in mind that this, even though it started in March of 2020, it was designed in the year of 2019. So a lot of the things that are now being implemented into designs of future senior facilities were not necessarily done in this particular facility that we're building. But as I'm seeing other facilities that are now being designed and coming into construction in 2021 and 2022, there'll be things like touchless elevator entrance, so you don't have to touch anything, touchless and keyless entry systems, extensive filtration systems in the air conditioning system so that the exchange of airs are more often, so that if there's any contaminants in the air, they're processed quicker and filtrated quicker so that the person that's in the facility doesn't get sick. So those things are starting to happen now going forward. But in the particular project that you're referring to, even though it was designed safely, was not necessarily designed with COVID in mind, because COVID at the time of design was not something that we were concerned about.
During the Great Recession, the construction industry was one of the hardest hit, causing a ripple effect that resulted in lack of skilled labor that is still lasting today. Given the nature of this most recent economic downturn being completely different from the Great Recession, and that construction was deemed an essential occupation during this time, do you believe that the challenges of this past year could actually transform the way that young adults consider a career in skilled trade labor, as they now view it as a more recession-resilient career path?
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, the fact that construction was deemed essential business was very beneficial for our industry, specifically for ANF. In 2020, we grew our business about 45%. So by growing that business, we obviously needed more employees. And we found that the talent is growing in vast ways because, as you said, people are seeing that the construction industry is recession resilient and will accommodate future jobs for them as they grow in their careers. So I believe that because of this pandemic, I mean, if you want to call it any silver lining in the construction industry, we will see a lot more talent available to us because of that, but also because there's so much construction going on right now. The markets are starting to expand, especially in Florida. People are moving, don't quote me on the statistic, but I think it's 1,000 a day that are moving into Florida. And that creates the need for all kinds of facilities, housing, healthcare, and others. So yes, one, because of the pandemic, and then they saw that it is resilient proof, but two, because of the influx of folks and population in Florida over the next 25 years, our population will grow and double. So we're gonna have another 20 million people moving to Florida over the next 20 years, which is unbelievable. If you think about it, our infrastructure right now is certainly not capable of handling another 20 million people. So there's just going to be all kinds of new opportunities in our industry, and we're looking forward to being a part of that.
This past year was incredibly transformative, and we've discussed a lot of how construction has transformed, the way that we look at projects has transformed. But to end today's interview, I wanted to ask you how last year caused you to personally transform.
Well, we had to transform, as we all know. Even though our offices really did not close, we had to transform in accommodating our clients and other organizations that we work with. For example, the ACA, which is the agency that governs healthcare projects as far as an inspection portion of that industry, now is doing Zoom inspections. So the inspectors don't even show up to the job. So we had to add to our technology to accommodate those needs. Our superintendents and project managers all have iPads that they carry around to accommodate these inspections. We ourselves have had to implement extensive technology in our conference rooms to accommodate presentations, for example. We've done a dozen presentations in the year of 2020, and they were all done via Zoom or whatever type of technology, some Teams and some WebEx, but remotely is the bottom line. And we had to learn and add to our technology here to be able to do that. The folks that help us here in the office to do these presentations remotely have had to quickly learn how to adapt. So we as a company have adapted. Me personally, I've had a lot more time to spend with my family because, as I said, I mean, we were doing a lot of these things remotely. So I travel to see my grandkids, which live in Rhode Island, and I'm able to participate in a lot of meetings and sitting, you know, whatever it is, 1,000 miles away from my home office. So I think the silver lining behind it has been, for me personally, that I've had the opportunity to spend a little more time with my family. And that's been probably the good thing of the overall pandemic.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.